Hello, welcome to the Ryzen podcast. My name is Torishedu Omagbemi, and I am your host. Today, we discuss tips for preparing employees for digital transformation. And I have with me Jibril Lawal. Jibril Lawal is a senior associate consultant at Ryzen Consulting. He's experienced in management consulting with a demonstrated history of working with organizations in the private, public, and development sector. Jibril Lawal is skilled in project management, human resource management, organizational strategy development, business intelligence, data analysis, business process re-engineering, strategic planning, and agile methodologies. Welcome, Jibril, to the Ryzen podcast.
Thank you, Toji. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure here.
Great, the pleasure is all mine. So we'll just go quickly into the podcast. This is a very interesting conversation personally for me because the workspace is being governed, if I may, by technology. Technology is infiltrating and getting involved more and more. So how would you, in the simplest term, define digital transformation?
Okay, thank you, Tuju. So in the simplest form, if I would define or say what digital transformation is, essentially it's just simply integrating digital technology into all areas of your business. I think that's the simplest way to look at it. There are different ways that organizations and other institutions have defined it, but if you look at it from all perspective, it's essentially referring back to how you integrate digital technology into all areas of a business or a particular area of your business.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jibril. So the word digital and transformation makes digital transformation. From your experience, what should be the priority for organizations? The technology to be deployed or the transformation it seeks to bring?
Okay. Thank you very much again, Toji. So there is what we call the golden triangle in consulting. And that's especially when you're doing either organizational development project or organizational restructuring. So for any form of transformation, whether digital or not digital, there are three components to this golden triangle. That's the people, the process, and the technology. Now, looking at these three key things, technology, if you look at it, essentially is an enabler. It's not necessarily what transformation that we're looking for. It actually enables us to transform our organization into what we want them to become. So priorities for organization is to be to ensure the first two are effective. So you have to ensure you have the capable hands. You have to ensure your staff are ready. They have the mindset, to become more effective, and also to ensure your processes are in line with your organizational strategy. So you can't just have deployed technology without necessarily ensuring the people and the process are working effectively. We've seen several cases whereby effective technologies that have been endorsed globally, they have been deployed in businesses. You see businesses just adopt them without necessarily looking internally to see how their processes are being implemented and if their processes are effective. They get deployed and those technologies become an expensive joke or just become an expensive endeavor that never organization never get to reap the benefit of that particular technology. So for organizations, I always recommend from my experience, before deciding on which technology to adopt or to deploy, first of all, put your processes, the employees, the processes ensure they're effective. So, and when I say people, I'm not just referring just to employees. Even the leadership of the organization needs to be on board with ensuring processes are seamless. Now, because sometimes you see a lot of time you have competent staff and you have them working diligently, but when there is no buy-in from the leadership, when there is the leadership is very I don't want to use the word poor, but if the leadership is not as effective but the employees are effective, you always see that disconnect. So people, process before technology, that will be what I recommend. From my experience, I think priority should be people and process.
People, process before technology. Well noted. Absolutely. Thank you so much. So digital transformations are usually geared towards helping businesses with better products and service delivery. And from your last point, you've, you know, prioritized people, the processes, you know, before the technology. So why is there a need to prepare employees for such transformation?
Okay, so thank you again, Toju. So if you look at it, like I mentioned, and I deliberately mentioned people first before even processes, then technology. Now, the essence of this is people are the implementers, just like technology is the enabler, people are the implementers. People will implement your processes. They are the ones that will be the ones carrying out the day-to-day activities, the day-to-day operations. As much as we see all the issue of automation, the issue of digitization that we're talking about, at certain key parts of or strategic areas in every organization, it involves people, your human resource, involvement. So, and that is a part that is very complex because as human beings, we have different areas that, we have our own emotional issues, flaws, we have our own competencies, you know, how I understand certain things will be different from how you understand certain things. So, you know, it is important, it is very important to get people on board. Now, to prepare people for this particular transformation, you have to ensure that one, you have the right number of staff, they have the capacity to be able to run whatever or to run with the transformation they are trying to achieve. But most importantly, the mindset. People at any time where you talk about transformation, restructuring, anything that comes with change, people are scared of change. That's the one thing that people, they're very uncomfortable when they don't understand, you know, what is going to happen in the future. So it is very important to prepare your employees to either one, build their skills, improve their skills in terms of if you're deploying any form of technology or if you're changing your processes, you need them to understand how it's going to impact their roles as well as the benefits that it brings to one, the organization as a whole, and as well to them. Now, there are different ways we can look at it. Some may say, oh, did it affect my job? I might lose my job. Regardless of that, if you're looking at it, let's look at it holistically that nobody's going to lose their job. How do you ensure that, you know, even when you're restructuring or when you're taking out staff out of the organization, you make them understand from an organization point of view, you know, how it's important to the organization for the survival of the organization. So it's really important for any transformation. You need to, first of all, build the capacity of your staff, inform your staff on any form of transformation that you are conducting. You should also carry them along, you know, in terms of providing input, in terms of providing, their own perspective, so that, you know, you have a holistic transformation, not one-sided, because maybe as a leader of an organization, you identified a technology somewhere or someone conducted some kind of transformation in the organization and you felt, oh, we need this. Sometimes it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes you need the input of your employees. You need their, you need their involvement, because at the end of the day, it will help you reduce a lot of cost, as well as to have an efficient process in place, as well as an effective technology if you're deploying any form of technology.
Fantastic. Technology is the enabler. People are the implementers. Thank you, Jibril, for that very profound point. So organizations admit that employees are critical stakeholders for driving change within an organization. How can organizations ensure that a digital transformation move doesn't lose focus on the employee side of the transformation?
Oh, okay. I think it still stems from the previous point that I just made. But how can organizations ensure that digital transformation doesn't lose focus on lose focus on employees. Yes. So for any digital transformation you're conducting as an organization, there is always first one of the few steps that you involve is you do is actually first you need to identify your objectives. What are your objectives for this transformation that you're conducting? What are you trying to achieve? So what is your level of digitization and how do you try to align it to your current state and what is the long-term state? So these goals and objectives would help you, identify the areas, what you are trying to achieve. Now, with this clear objective, you can form a strategy. Now, in this strategy, you need to, because when we talk about people, like I mentioned in the golden triangle, it also includes leadership. So in your strategy, you need to find a way to kind of put together a system that involves or puts the focus on employees. Now, having this understanding that I mentioned, knowing that employees are critical factors in ensuring an effective transformation, you have to include or maintain focus of these three components. So that once you have the intersection of these three key components, that's process, people, process, and technology. In that intersection is when you have an effective transformation. So whoever is designing the strategy should draw these simple circles. Draw the first circle, people. Draw the second circle, the processes. And draw the third circle as technology. Now, the intersection of these three components is when you have an effective transformation. So there is no way you taking out people. Once you take out people, you realize you've missed out a chunk or a very important part of achieving an effective digital transformation. So the best thing is to continuously keep your mind around these three components. Now, as a leader of an organization or as a manager or as a consultant, once you maintain this focus, there is almost impossible for you to say, oh, you're forgetting the employees, because this, you already know this is a three-legged stool. Once you break one leg, there's no way it's going to be stable. So having that in mind, it's very difficult for you to lose focus of employees as being part of this important, as part of being the transformation you're trying to achieve.
Thank you so much, Jibril. So let's talk quickly drawbacks. From your experience, what can be the biggest drawback to successfully implementing a digital transformation?
There are quite a few. I don't want to lean too much because I'm in human resource management. I don't always focus on people, but you've heard the comment whereby people are scared that robots will take away all our jobs.
Yes.
Now, even not in this part of the world, even the most advanced countries, this mindset creates a certain uncertainty in people, which in the long run affects employee morale, affects employee motivation. And that is a huge drawback because, like we just mentioned, you need people to implement processes. But if people do not have the good understanding that this is essentially going to help improve this, the entire organization's operations, and you have people being uncertain, they're worried, employees, leaving the organization in chunks, because it gives them a certain level of uncertainty, they're not sure. So that's a key, very big drawback. In as much as people don't discuss it, it's a huge drawback when you are trying to implement a digital transformation, because people are scared, I'm going to lose my job. How am I going to feed my children? And that's the emotional component that I was mentioning earlier. People get frenzy. So that uncertainty that it gives employees is one of the biggest drawbacks. One of the second ones that I've seen happen, effective implementation of new technologies take time. Now, when you're about to deploy a new technology with all the you know, requirement analysis, with all the, you know, development process, with all the, you know, agile that we're talking that you mentioned earlier. You know, as much as we use agile to build all these amazing solutions or digital solutions, you know, you still find out that sometimes to integrate, to implement effective, you know, to have a technology that is embedded into your life, it takes a bit of time. And with the present day that we're in, with how technologies change every 10 seconds, you do not have the luxury of time to kind of do the transformation forever. So you're now hit with, you know, you're always in constant worry that I might end up finishing, you know, spending this huge amount of money. But then by the time we're done, you know, there's a new technology that makes what we've been doing obsolete. So there's that angle. So leadership of organizations are also, you know, especially when you deal with consultants, you know, they have, there's always this worry, you know, if it takes time to implement, but in the time that it takes for us to get it right, other technologies are coming. So, you know, you have this constant fast and furious setting of you know, implementing technologies, and you know, sometimes you don't get them to work effectively, but you're just trying to make sure that it, they're ready and done, and you know, we ensure that they start working before maybe they become obsolete. And then, you know, the never changing market of digital market, like solutions, that is a big drawback. As much as you are implementing, as much as you're trying to change, there's always new technologies that are coming up. For instance, now we're seeing the emergence of, I know you've been hearing about Bitcoin. I know that's the word out there, but what is the underlying technology now is being said that it may be the next internet. That's blockchain technology.
Yeah.
Blockchain technology is essentially, and it has created a lot of frenzy, especially in the financial sector. Big banks are, you know, it's becoming a huge conversation because a lot of new solutions are. So now what happened to the internet that we're working on? What happens even if it's in the near future? We're still seeing fast deployment of different kind of solutions on the blockchain technology. So this change is coming and you start worrying, okay, do we move here? Do we stay? So it's a bit of a drawback. It's constantly, the digital market is constantly changing. So I think these are the few drawbacks that are, in my experience, I've come around and I feel they always affected any digital transformation.
Thank you, Jibril. Quite a few of the drawbacks that you've outlined for us, especially the one that is encapsulated in the uncertainty that comes from the people side of things, you know, not knowing how the digital transformation will impact their work and the rest. So, how can organizations avert these drawbacks?
Okay, so from the third point, I'll start with the first one, you know, the uncertainty in, you know, that digital transformation brings to employees. One of the first things that organizations should do, like I said, in defining or in creating their digital transformation strategy, involvement of people, you know, showing the levels or areas in which the organization, you know, will the technology or digital transformation would impact and the level of impact. It helps reduce the concerns or the worries. And, you know, even if certain areas will be affected, those areas are not affected will not lose that level of, you know, motivation or morale. So there's that part of involving, you know, people in the, you know, whole strategy development for digital transformation. Secondly, most importantly, upskilling. You know, it's important to begin to develop or build the skills of your employees before you even deploy it, or in the process of deploying a particular technology and creating a learning environment in your organization so that people do not believe that, you know, their skills become irrelevant once any technology is deployed. People, the more more people learn, the more people find a way to apply themselves. Just in reference to our, you know, robots are going to take our jobs. We've seen that the digital market, as some jobs are being becoming irrelevant, there are new jobs that are being created. We are all hearing about, you know, when we started, I remember when I graduated as a computer science student, a lot of people just call me, okay, come and fix my laptop. I'm like, I'm not a hardware person. Some people were like, oh, Jibril, come on, install. So people always thought information technology and computer science is one big bowl where we put all this, you are a master of everything. But today we've seen that even within software development, even within software, there is a segregation of, you know, expertise. You see now people in UI, user experience, user interface, UI and UX. You now see back-end developers, you see full-end developers. You see a lot of, there's also DevOps now. So there's so many jobs that have been created in the digital market. Despite others that are, technology is taking away, is also creating, you know, new jobs. Like we mentioned, blockchain again, we've seen a whole new financial market emerge out of the blockchain, which is the whole cryptocurrency, market, which is growing at at a rate that we've never seen in human history. So these are things that, sorry, I digged a bit, but these are things that, employees or organizations should be able to put into the mindset of their employees, knowing that, you need to improve on your skills, areas that have been impacted to be able to to carry them along from the get-go before the technology or before the while the digital transformation process is ongoing.
Thank you, Jibril. I think a take-home for me from your point there is, yes, obviously technology is making a lot of roles or a few of them obsolete, but yes, it is creating new markets, new roles as well. So I think it's a win-win. Yeah, some rules are getting obsolete, but others are coming up and springing forth. So what is the role of organizational leadership? So we're talking leadership here in engineering digital transformation.
I think that the backbone of everything, without leadership's buy-in, any digital transformation is dead on arrival. Like if the buy-in is not there, if leadership does not accept that, we need to integrate digital technology into our processes or into our different areas of our business, they prefer to do things, the way they've always been, it's dead on arrival. One of my favorite case studies is when IKEA, the furniture company in Europe, I think in America or Europe, acquired TaskRabbit. Now, TaskRabbit is just like, an online task request service delivery solution whereby, you can find anybody within a particular location to come and, do a certain task, either fix your, fix your house, cleaner, or, fix your furniture. So once they acquired TaskRabbit, at first I was like, what did the leadership in IKEA see in TaskRabbit? And then later it just occurred to me, like, one of the major challenges that people, have is, when you buy a furniture, you have to now go and look for someone else to install or to put that furniture in place. Now, this is in Europe, but even here in Nigeria, we do experience it. When you buy a new bed, you still have to get someone from either the shop or a different carpenter to come on, put it together in your house. Yeah. And I was really captivated by the leadership to see that, in the future, this service, which essentially is almost at a parallel market as theirs, decided to acquire them just to provide this particular service. So leadership is the bedrock of any digital transformation. If leadership buy-in is not there, told you forget it. It's dead on arrival. It's not going to be effective.
Thank you, Jibril. Leadership is the bedrock of any digital transformation process. Digital transformation comes with a lot of associated financial costs. So what strategies can organizations deploy in subsidizing the cost associated with digital transformation, Jibril?
So one of the ways organization can, or strategies they can, bring on board to subsidize the, cost of digital transformation, I would say, before deploying the technology, like I mentioned, building the skills of your employees, ensure that your employees have the right skills or needed skills or the necessary skills that need to implement the processes which they will use these technologies to implement these processes. With well-trained and employees that have the mindset or are on board with this digital transformation. So you have to ensure your employees are on board with whatever strategy you put in place, and they understand how to use this technology. It will help you reduce significant amount of cost or the level of cost at the end of the day that this digital transformation, the results would turn to be more positive if you have your employees well equipped with the right knowledge, with the right skills on how to use this particular technology. So no matter what it costs you to deploy this technology, is being significantly reduced, because there will be reduced turnaround time. There won't be a lot of resistance in the use of the technology, because they're already on board from the get-go, from the strategy that you've created. They're on board with it. They have the mindset of the change that you're trying to implement. And then at the end of the day, it's not going to be a solution that is obsolete. I'll give you an example. SAP is one of the most effective ERP solutions globally. But we've seen it personally. I've seen it being deployed in organizations, and it has been a super, super expensive, endeavor that people, certain organizations start complaining that this solution is not good. But it's actually not SAP's fault. It's actually the fault of the organization without necessarily, building the capacity of their staff to be able to, also most importantly, putting in place effective processes and procedures that will ensure that when this technology is deployed, it enables this organization to be able to carry out their operations effectively. So advisably, one of the strategies is to, first of all, carry your employees along in this digital transformation journey, build their capacity to ensure that, they know what the results that will be produced by the use of this technology that you are deploying. So I think that's the few ways organization can take to subsidize the costs associated with digital transformation.
Fantastic, thank you, Jibril. So I have my last question for you. Stemming from everything we've discussed, is digital transformation the answer to process, service, and product improvements?
Is a yes with a but at the end. Yes, it is, it is the answer, but if it's implemented effectively, because whatever digital transformation you're conducting or whatever digital transformation you are, journey you're about to embark on, if it's not effectively, conducted or designed, you end up one with what we just finished discussing, an expensive journey, which probably, if at the end of the day is not, you may end up just bitter about it. Two, it may result in demoralization of your employees, because you may end up having employees leaving the organization because they thought their jobs would be obsolete. And then at the end of the day, you're not able to, achieve this digital transformation. So it is, yes, certain answer to, improving our processes or product development or even service delivery, yes, to a certain degree, but if implemented effectively. Just because you're doing a digital transformation in your organization doesn't mean it's the answer to your problems. You may be creating more problems in your organization. So it is important to look at the strategy, and still also send back our golden triangle: people, process, and technology. You have to put this thing in context. You can't just do them in isolation. You can't just say, let's just bring this on board, digital transformation in different organizations, I've always, you know, look at these three factors before you go ahead and thinking about, you know, deploying the technology is important. You know, before you think like just getting the technology is the answer, before you do that, especially for big corporations and bigger, even SMEs, you know, it's important to identify how you're going to use it and how important, how does it affect your the employees. An employee does include you if you're a small business, and if you're a big corporation, that involves the leadership, you know, to ensure that there is alignment in that sense. So yes, to some degree, is a yes with a but. Thank you very much, Tuju.
A yes with a but, and what a way to sign out in this one. Thank you, Jibril. It's been a wonderful experience having you on the Rizon podcast. Thank you so much for your time, Jibril. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tuju. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much. And I hope I get invited again to discuss on any other topic.
We hope so. We hope so too as well. We hope to get you on board again to have wonderful conversation. Thank you, Jibril.
Thank you very much, Tuju.
Thank you for listening to the Rizon podcast. Today, we've discussed tips for preparing employees for digital transformation. And we had with us Jibril Lawal. We hope you enjoyed listening. We hope to see you some other time. Thank you so much for listening.